Show you guys the view right now. Here's the view. Take notice. Whatever they want you to take notice of, right? Hi. So, I know my battery's gonna die in a minute because it always does the minute I come on here. But I just wanted to. Where can I sit? I just wanted to. Talk about for a second and see who has noticed any changes in your friends. Like, have you noticed any changes in them? Because I'm starting to notice some stuff, and I'm just wondering if there's actually like different programs that are running in people right now. For me, it's really interesting. So I don't have a lot of time on this because of my thing, but that, so we keep being distracted and distracted and distracted, right? But the distractions, it keeps amplifying what we're doing through these devices. And I've noticed that there is a real program now, and I'm not even getting into the whole mask thing, but there's a real program, in my opinion, running on those people who are pushing the masks. I have something later, I'll go live and I'll read it to you guys. It's from OSHA, and it talks about the masks and how they work and why none of them protect from a virus, absolutely none of them, but it breaks down the differences on that. And even when you present that to someone, they can't recognize it as fact. So just on that little premise right there, I'm starting to think that there's a program, that there's a literal, like, something happened when the coronavirus kicked in some way or another, whether it was in a physical form that it manifested in some people, or whether it was through these devices that it manifested in some people. But I think it's in different ways. And I'm just seeing some stuff, so I'm curious. I made a post earlier from Harold Coutts-Vella, and he talks about Sarah Adams, and she talks about how there was an AI, little bright summertime, and she talks about how there was an AI entity inside of her, right? And that it was speaking through her. And the reason I bring this up is because I have posted pictures, and I've been reflecting on this a lot lately. So, not very comfortable, but let's talk about it for a second. So, a few years back, when I was really sick, and I know there was an energetic parasite attached to it. Like, I know for a fact what was going on with me, there was an energetic parasite attached to it. I know 100%, as well as being physical. So with that, I beat it, right? I won. I was the one who won. It didn't win. I won. Me, right now. So then, fast forward like 2 years after I had healed, and I was out with friends, out to dinner, and we were out for one of my friend's dinners, and we took a picture, and in the picture, right, there was a ring in one of my eyes, right? And it was the oddest thing ever, because it was just one ring in one eye, and it was really strange. And the waiter there, who's a friend of mine, is also a photographer. He's like, that's not a reflection. It's not normal. Like, so I can't, I'm trying to think of it before I came live, but there was a sci-fi movie where, I don't know if it's The Circle. I have it posted somewhere in my profile. I'll try to bring it up when I go live again. But it talked about this alien being that tried to take over one of the... They were coming into the bodies of people and taking them over. And this one girl fought back. And she fought back. And what wound up happening was that now the AI being, right, or this alien being, whatever you want to call it, was inside her. And they were both there. So I get a lot of information, and we know that there's truth in movies. I'm just wondering if this really has taken place. Like, let's just say we speculate that when I got really sick with Morgellons, right, that this thing was really trying to take me over. When I tell you, I'm so aware of my body and my psyche, like I'm really aware of who I am as a being. So it wasn't an easy takeover, so to say. But for someone who doesn't know themselves, it would be a very easy takeover. So with that being said, I wonder if that was what was actually happening and taking place, or if this is what's happening with people who have active Morgellons, that it's some kind of a battle that that energetic force, right, wants to take over in the body, so it manifests itself in a physical way, because sooner or later, if there's enough physical pain, you're going to give up. Most people do. They can't handle the pain, they can't handle what's going on, and they wind up giving up. It's what happens to a lot of people who suffer from it. So I'm wondering if this is, and I bring that up to say this, that because I know personally what took place with me and how powerful this shit is, that I'm wondering if what's happening now, if there is some type of a, let's just say a mass invasion, for a better word, right? Like a mass fucking invasion of the psyche, of the crown, of that. And this is what's happening and why these people are having such a difficult time with this. I actually have glasses. So I'll have a swing. Let me get to the swing. So I'm wondering if this is what's taking place right now. If this is what, that most people don't know who they are, don't know really what's taking place in their world. They just kind of go along and now they've been taken over. And they think that they're fighting a fight for everybody else, and they're actually fighting the fight for the other side now. See what I'm saying? Oh, look at the swing. Sweetness. So, let me get my glasses so I can read. Such a fun summer color, right? But, oh, did I bring them? I did. But I think I'm right. Hold on 1 second. 1 minute. Ah, I can see. My eyesight's been so bad the last few days. And that's the other thing. I swear it's this fucking thing. Because it only bothers me if I spend a little too much time on it. Let's see. I'm going to go to the beginning. Let's see. Hi. So, people be like, it's so interesting the behavior that's taking place. Like, it's just it's a very hive mind behavior, right? It's not like just one person. It's a very hive, which when we watch any of those like sci-fi movies, it's all a hive mind mentality, right? I don't know if it's just ignorance. I mean, I do believe people are ignorant. This one says a lot of ignorance. I do believe people are ignorant, but I don't know if it's just, let me get a good swing going, if it's just ignorance. Or if it's actually like that program. I'm having a hard time being around a lot of people that are draining. They are very draining. And that would be an energetic parasite, right? Like if we can actually feel the energy coming out of us. The host, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mommy. The host, that is the name of the movie, exactly. Go and check it out. I'll post again the later thing. But it was such a, I don't know, it's, put it this way, it's been on my mind a lot of the last few days, and usually when something's on my mind, there's a reason, like whoever wants me to know something. So nice to be able to read the comments. Rolling the joint. All right, sweet. Puff, puff, pass.
You know what? I'm glad I just read that, because here's the thing, right?
I'll get back to the comments in a second.
Here's the thing. You know there's a fucking mind virus. If you go to your weed dealer and that homie don't want to pass you the fucking joint no more, he don't want to pass you the blood. I've been going to the same guy. I can't even tell you how many years. Like one of my sources, right? We always smoke. Always smoke. All of a sudden I go, I'm like, can I have a puff? He's like, no, I don't think so. My wife will be mad. What? You know there's something wrong. If in the pot world, people aren't fucking smoking with you anymore. Like, who's ever just smoked with someone? Oh, you smoking? Yeah, I'll take a hit. There's really something wrong in this world. Let's see.
I don't care who thinks I'm crazy. I really don't. It's their opinion to me is none of my business. I gotta clean my glasses. Their opinion to me is none of my business. And, you know, when I first started coming out and speaking truth, sorry, I have to clean these, I can't see. When I first started coming out and speaking truth, I took a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit. A lot. I got harassed a lot. I got threatened a lot. I mean, you know, just the other day, my engine light was on in my truck. And then all of a sudden my truck like completely like stalled out. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I took it to my mechanic. And he says to me, you know, the oddest thing, the hose was completely disconnected. The graspy thing, the bracket was still there, but the hose was just clean disconnected. I said, how does something like that happen? So, you know, it's not to worry about what other people think. It's to worry about what your mission, what your intention is with the truths that you speak and share. Just keep talking. People are always going to have something to say. Always going to have something to say. Just listen to the ones that you want to hear. So, Master Mandatory in Canada right now. I will tell you, for me right now, I got called back to my job and I refuse to wear a mask. They have sent me paperwork. I will fill out the paperwork and then we'll go from there. I am not putting a mask on. We're not doing that. We're not playing this fucking game. I will stand my ground. I will stand up for myself. There isn't a job in the world that can make me compromise my principles. Nothing. I won't do it. You know, find a loophole, look at something. There has to be a health condition in there. Find the loophole. It's up to you to find it. Don't listen to what someone's telling you. And mandated is not a law. It's not a law. Find the loophole. Don't let them try to control you. So this one says, just thinking out loud, so much bad news coming out. I'm afraid it will dim the light in so many people. Do you think they're making it easy to find the horrible stuff? So what they're doing is, they this is an energy harvesting realm. They feed on our energy. They feed on our energy. It doesn't matter what they're controlling. It doesn't matter which way they have us going. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is they get our vibrations down and they feed on it. So they're going to do that. That's what they want to do. Don't give them that. We already know. We know what they do. We know how they feed. Don't give it to them anymore. There's a meme. I'm going to find it. I'm going to post it. I don't post a lot of memes, but this one's really good. And it says, every time you smile, an archon dies. Smile. It's an energy harvesting realm. Control your battery, right? Control who and what gets that energy. We know the media is a mass mind control. And your energy can affect someone else. So if you're in a better mood and you're smiling, you can make someone else smile. And then that can be repetitious instead of just always being doom and gloom. You know, so many people right now are depressed and I tell them, oh, heaven on earth's coming. It's coming. You should be excited. It's a battle of heaven and hell. And if you believe in God, then you better believe in the devil. And this battle's going on, right? So you should be happy that it's going on because the devil's been in charge right now. This is a good thing that this is happening. It means there's a power struggle. It means that heaven on earth is coming. You have to believe it. You just have to fucking believe it, man, right here. I can't tell if I'm yelling, but then I have two in. I mean, we know what's going to come. We know there's going to be a lot of things that's going to... I mean, listen, they released murder hornets. So they're going to start whatever they can. Hey, they're going to start whatever they can to get, to get the energy, to control it. You know, anytime anything is so big in the social media too, you have to step back and take a look at it because they control the social engineering programs that we used called FedBook and Insta-Nazis, right? So they control these things. And as they're controlling it, if we see something, if I can't post a video, and some of us can't post fucking videos, but all of a sudden these videos are going viral that are questionable, where are they coming from? How are they going viral so fast? Who's controlling the viralicity of it, if that's even a word, right? Who's putting it out at such a fast rate? All of a sudden, like, one day, 2 days later, it's everywhere. I mean, I know you can spread stuff on the internet, but not when it's controlled. Not like that. Not at all. I wish I could get more people to be aware of what I believe is happening with the AI right now. That this is the psychological battle, psychological war, whatever you want to say is going on that's taking place right now. And I'm not so sure that everyone's going to make it out, because I think what's happening is, let's speculate, because I love that word. Let's just speculate and say that this AI virus, right, that's going into people, that's changing them, that has them convinced that even if they read on the side of the box that the mask is harmful to them, or that it doesn't protect from a virus, that they still feel that they need to wear it. That's a real mind virus. Like, that's a real mind virus. Think of it this way, that for some people, this mind virus is so real that they believe that everyone around them has cooties. Like, they genuinely believe that. I was just walking, and there was a dude who had a mask on, and he hugged the wall. Come near me. It's funny, but it's not funny, because he has a mind virus. In his mind, he really believes that that piece of cotton is protecting him, and that anyone around him, especially without a mask, is cootieville. That would be a problem, because that psyche has already switched, right? So if that psyche has already switched, weird sky. If the psyche has already switched, what else has switched in it? Do you know that we're not seeing right now? What other little programs are taking place? I'll show you that. Oh, I have laundry in, I forgot. Little kids playing in the fountain. It's so cute. Little family's out. Let's see. I didn't lose my soul. Hell no. You can't fucking have mine. Get the fuck out of here. They know it. They know they can't. They can't even fucking touch me. I'm so protected by this fucking universe. I am the universe. So are you. That's the whole point. Once you know. Listen, this is a true story. So I'm walking the other day, right? I went for like a two-hour walk, right? So I'm walking the other day. And as I was walking, there was a cop on detail. So he's doing the detail, right? And I'm walking like this way and come across the street. He's like, you know, I just have to tell you. He's like, you're the kind of woman who would make a guy stop his car and get out and start talking. And I was like, thanks. He said, you're walking like you own the world. I said, I do. And he looked at me. I said, I'm serious. And we got into the most amazing conversation. It lasted like 20 minutes. And we were going back and forth and stuff like that. And I definitely dropped a whole bunch of keys right in his lap right then and blew his mind a little bit. But I was explaining to him that we are the universe and we do own it. It is ours. It's that symbiotic relationship, and once you have it, you'll walk around like the whole world is yours, because it is, right? It is ours. That's the point. That's the whole entire point. I'll go from down here. Thanks. What do you mean, what's my secret? I don't know, what do you mean? What is that? People spraying chemicals, the lunatics, imagine being chemical, make you have it. So it's, the thing is we're thinking in a battery. We're thinking in a time frame of our timeline, right? That those are planes and they're spraying, but they're really exotic crafts, and it's a whole different technology that they're using that they do it. You know, I'm sure there are some planes that are equipped with it, but if there are different aspects of this, that's the thing, is like the Matrix and They Live were documentaries. Just go on that premise, right? And that what you see is what you manifest. Like, whatever you really, really think inside and feel in here, whoosh, that's what happens. You get to decide. You know, someone asked me why I was so happy. Why wouldn't I be? If I'm deciding how my mood's going to be, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's shit that gets me sad sometimes, but I feel like it's okay to recognize it and then release it. What the fuck am I holding on to sadness for? Yes, I recognize that things make me sad. This isn't great, but, you know, you can't walk around like that. Being sovereign. You just have to be magnificent. So, you know, they're going to keep pumping negative energy through the media. It's going to happen. They're going to keep trying to control us. It's going to happen. There's going to be battles saying this is a lie and this is the truth. And we're going to have fact checks on our own posts. All of it's bullshit. It's all made up. It's the matrix. It's all made up. What's real is the energy harvesting. What's real is the mind control. All of that, that shit's real. Hold on 1 second. Oh, that's mad real. Today's a good day. You know what I'm saying? We get to decide. Is it a good day? Sure, it's a good day. Is there stuff going on? Fuck yeah. Of course there is. I have sunshine on my face. I got a roof over my head. I got food in my stomach. I got love coming in and I got love going out. I have my thought process. I'm in control of my thought and my heart. What more could I ask for? I mean, could I ask for more? But with that, you can control everything. It's all that matters. Just be a fucking good person. You know, in one of the, I think it was in one of the ones with Michael Kavanaugh, he had said, they're always watching. He said, they know everything you do. You know, that they know every soul that's here and they harvest them in different ways. And say if they had a mass killing, they vacuum up all those souls at one time. Right? So they know everyone who's here and everything everyone does. He says, well, in the new world, you can't be a piece of shit no more. It won't happen. You won't be allowed in the new world if you're a piece of shit. Only way you can get in is through here. So the only way in, right? The only way out is in. Jumanji, baby. That's it. So if we all start operating from that, we alone can create heaven on earth. I don't want to live in fucking hell anymore. I'm tired of hell. I'm tired of the cycles. I'm tired of the fucking mind virus. Like, I'm ready. I am ready for fucking heaven on earth. I gotta stop swearing. Trying to get a little more, and by the way, I'm doing a radio show aside from my radio. I have a radio show, for those of you who don't know, Event Horizon on the Wake Up Radio. We're on every major platform. And then I am doing, I was a guest on the radio show. It's called Broadcasters, like in broads. Yeah, it's a bunch of women. So I was a guest on the show 2 weeks ago, I think it was. And we talked about the school system and the curriculum and homeschooling and the water supply, all that in school. So that was a really good conversation. But on the 22nd, it's a AM FM station and it's also online. I will be a guest co-host for that day. So I'll let you guys know the details then when we go on. But I'm pretty sure that Sophia and I are going to be talking about the pedophiles and the child trafficking. So that's a topic that we both want to really get out there and talk about. And the different points of it too, because there's so much going on. But shit's going to die. Because, you know, I think this thing changes our energy. I mean, I know it does, but I mean, drains our battery too. Meaning that the same way this battery drains, because I can't stand holding this. I usually have something else. But it drains, like, so when we touch it, it touches our meridians. And I feel like that, the energy pull for it to gain information from us is an actual energy pull. So that's why, like, when people are on these phones all day long, they're so tired. I'm so tired. What'd you do? Drank iced coffee and went on the phone all day. Hello? Hello? Oh, and I want to talk later about the Purium. The link is in my bio, but I finished my power shake and the power meal. Let me tell you, no word of a lie, no word of a fucking lie. I have found myself more times than not when I wanted something to eat. Like, I was like, oh, I'm starving. And I was like, what do I want? I actually went and grabbed and made a shake. And here's why I know that it's working. Because I am in tune with my body. And my body will be attracted to things that it's nutritionally getting shit from. So I know that it's working. And Realm Renegade gave me a kick-ass compliment about my glow. So anyways, let me see. What do we got? Give me one more sec. I'll read these. Hold on. Does a... Oh, look at the lines in the sky over there. See them? Hold on. I'll get my glasses. I ain't squinting. Nope. All right. What do we got? Thanks. Says I'm glowing. Thanks. Let's see. It says, I feel like I have an attachment, my energy off, and my diet's not what it should be. That's that. One of those is a huge sign of a parasite, whatever form of parasite. I'm usually strict, and I've been eating a lot of sugar. Oh, yes, my dear. I'm currently fasting and recalculating. So here's the thing. I would friend to friend, highly recommend a coffee enema. Okay? So do the research on it. But what a coffee enema is going to do is it's going to get rid of the ropeworm that most of us have in our intestines. A ropeworm is not detectable by colonoscopy, endoscopy, stomach emptying test, MRI, CAT scan, blood test. None of it detected. But the coffee enema will get it out. And it also, what it does is, because there's a nerve that runs from your anus to your liver. So with that nerve, what it does is it kicks out all of the metals from your liver. And I think it's equivalent to 5 or 6 kidney dialysis. Do the research on it, but I would highly recommend that along with the fasting, and that will really help to reset your system. And you're going to have conversation. Well, let me rephrase that. I hate when I say that. What I would suggest is to have conversations with yourself or whatever's there, and tell it, like I say every day, you've never won with me and you're never going to win. All the time I say it, because I know there's things that's trying to attach to us. You got this. You can just take control. But the sugar, and then also be mindful. I don't know if you drink, but for me, that was one of the things. I'm not a big drinker. And then all of a sudden, like, I was drinking, like to the point where I was noticing bottles. I was like, what the fuck is that? It is tough to clean up our fucking language, no. So... I'm on a swing, yes. See? I don't know if you can see them. Yeah, it's in the park. I used to be able to do, I love rides, like roller coaster rides, amusement park rides and stuff like that. I can't do anything that goes round and round anymore, though. It makes me sick, like really sick. Yeah, drinking, like, I don't know. If the funny thing is if I'm actually going to drink and, like, get a little buzzed, I want to be home. I don't want to be out. I want to be in my own home. I don't want to be out. And I'm kind of, I already have verbal vomit sober. So my carte blanche has sharp edges sometimes when I'm drinking. So I try to be mindful. I had a friend of mine one time, I said something to some guy, we were out, and I said something, and my friend said to me, he's like, that's so mean. I'm like, I'm not trying to be mean. He's like, stop saying it. I'm like, I have wet brain. I get what you're saying, but it's not sticking. It's true, though. That's what happens. All right, hold on. Let me zip my bag. Ooh, I might be a little dizzy now. That's the swing. So... I don't know. Maybe we can, maybe I'll do a survey. Maybe I'll figure out some questions we can figure out, and if these people are really being affected, like with a takeover. Go and read the post that I posted from Harold Kaltzbella, Sarah Adams, and Max Spears. It's all in one picture. But it pretty much summarizes what I'm trying to convey right now. Little Italy's a fucking mess because I have everything in the street. I'll show you everything.
Use caution, go slow.
How about so I live down there now. I gotta park way the fuck over there. Stupid, so stupid. Everything's so stupid. All right, I'll go this way. I'll go this way now. So, all right,
nice hanging out.
Me, Scorpio? No, God, no. Although my Nana was, and she said it was a love sign of the zodiac. But Scorpios always have their stinger up, right? Like, always ready to fucking sting someone. Even if nothing happened, they'll sting you and you'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. Fuck, man. They're very difficult. They are sexy, but they're very difficult. Yeah, Scorpios. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm saying. I know you do. I'm a Gemini. The most fun. All right, so that's a good day. See all the tables I have. Hi, how are you? Like, I'll show you. This is our new normal, which I think is kind of dumb. But hold on, I just don't want to video people. So this is the new normal in my neighborhood, and then they took out 300 parking spaces. Because it goes all the way down there. And they took out 300 parking spaces. So they could do this. Do you know why they're doing this? Do you know why I'm telling you? This is my interpretation of why they're doing this. They're doing this so they can fucking monitor the 5G. So they can see what they can read and what they can do, because they're little test dummies right now. Because everywhere down here, they installed it at an exponential rate in the North End and a few other places in the city of Boston. In fact, Verizon, a couple of years ago, had what was called sandboxes. And the sandboxes were test spots for the 5G. So let me show you. So right here on this street, I'll show you. This light post right here. So that little thing on the top right, there, that little blop, well, that's the scanner. That's the one that works with you. So then this right here is a 5G magnetron. Right there is a 5G. Hi, how are you today? Nice to see you. Right there is a 5G. And if you look up here, these are the lasers right there. You can go to and look at the cords going into this shit. Look, watch. See it? So you can look up Mark Steele. He is a weapons expert, and he breaks down. I actually have a post in one of my IGs about this too, but he breaks down these streetlights and says that they're military weapons. So my take on it is that they have everybody in the streets right now because they have the 5G fully up and operating. And now this would be a great time for them to see how the 5G is working, how it's interacting with everybody, how the facial recognition is working from streetlight to streetlight to streetlight. It's not by chance. This isn't by fucking chance. Not a chance, it's by chance. But it's the same as a lot of people don't know that they took lead paint out. And they took lead paint out because lead paint actually prohibited the penetration of all this shit that they're trying to do. So they eliminated it. How are you? Excuse me? So they took that out. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. So they took that out so that, because they knew this was coming in. So all of this is just like different phases and different steps in their plan. But all of this, you think it's for
this?
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, and then one of their stupid rules, forget this, right? This is one of their dumbass rules with this. So now you can have, they have like half of the seating in the restaurants. But what they're doing is you can go into the, you have to walk into the restaurant with a mask on, and then you can take it off as soon as you walk in the door. Fucking mind virus, motherfuckers. Mind virus. So, anyways, I gotta go do laundry. Hi, nice to see you. I don't like doing laundry. I like it better when someone did it for me. Just saying. Anyways, have a great day. Much love.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the Wake Up.